You to the meeting of the City of South Jordan Planning Commission for Wednesday, November 12, 2025. We thank you everyone for accommodating a Wednesday evening because of the holiday yesterday for Veterans Day. And we'd like to thank any of our veterans that might be listening or here in attendance. Thank you for your service. We appreciate that to our country. We do want to excuse Commissioner Harding. She had a work conflict this evening because it is on a Wednesday. And then Commissioner Hollis also will be trying to make it hopefully by our second item. Depending on how long-winded we are, she will try to make it on that, but she's excused as well. We also want to welcome members of our city staff. We have from our planning, legal, engineering, and IT departments, so thank you all for being here this evening. Our first item, item B, is the motion to approve the agenda, and we do need to make an amendment that we need to move item H2, the Horizon Rezone with Development Agreement, from the administrative public hearing items to section I, because that is a legislative item where we are a recommending body to the City Council. So that's the only amendment I need to have made. Any others from anyone? Anyone want to make a motion? Commissioner Capel.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we move item H.2, the Horizon Rezone, from section, the administrative public hearing section, to the legislative public hearings section, and denote that as I.1.
And to approve the rest of the agenda as
well. And to approve the rest of it.
I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Catmull, second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? That passes 4 in favor. Thank you, Commissioner Catmull. Next is item C, our minutes of the October 28th, 2025 meeting. Hopefully, again, staff, thank you for putting those together for us. Hopefully you guys had a chance to review those. Are there any changes, additions, deletions that need to be made to the minutes? If not, I'm open to a motion on that as well.
I'll make a motion that we approve the October 28th, 2025 Planning Commission minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Farnsworth. I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Farnsworth, a second by Commissioner Gedge. Any further any discussion to the motion? I shouldn't say further. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Sorry. Any opposed? That passes 4 in favor also. Takes us to section D, our staff business. I will look to my left audience right first, Mr. Schindler or Mr. Simonson. For anything, I'll look to my right audience left. Okay, thanks, guys. We're just flying right along. Section E, which is comments from the Planning Commission members. I will just note that last week there was a municipal election. I believe it hasn't been canvassed yet, but the way things are going, looks like all incumbents in our city were on track to be reelected, which I believe for Mr. Farnsworth, Ms. Harding, and Mr. Bishop, is their appointed individuals. So we'll see. Hopefully they will reach out to you for continuing service on that. So that's the only thing I had. Anything else from any of the commission members? We have one meeting in December, the second Tuesday. I'll plan to be in attendance. Yeah. So I'll reach out to Commissioner Hollis and Harding as well, just to remind them of that as well. Okay. We have no items under section F or G, our summary action and action items. So we'll jump into our one administrative public hearing item under section H, which is item H1, the Daybreak South Station Plat 3 condo plats 2C and 2D for property located at 11247 and 11261 South Granville Avenue. Larry H. Miller Real Estate is the applicant, and Mr. Schindler will be presenting us that item. So, Greg, we'll let you get up here, and the time will be yours.
Okay, thank you. Let me get this over. Yeah, this application is, there's two applications we're doing at the same time because they're right next to each other. It's basically phases of the last two phases of this section of the development of these condominiums. The South Station Plat 3 condominiums 2C and D is what you're looking at tonight, and that you'll see on that map in the yellow, I think that's the spaces that they will be taking up, and it's located on Granville Avenue at about, I can't remember what the exact address is, but I can look, 11247 South and 11261 South Granville Avenue. And you've seen the previous condo plats for A and B. These are almost exactly the same as what was before. This kind of completes this development. It'll end up with, I believe, 60, total of 60 units in the phase two section. And what do we have for total amount of parking? We have, I think there was just right at 60 as well, parking spaces. So there's at least one covered parking space for each unit. It's only required to have the one. Normally it would be one and a half spaces per unit, but within a quarter mile of a transit station, it can only needs to be one. So I don't think there's anything else I can add to it. Staff is recommending approval on that.
Any questions? Move
these along to see it's the same architecture, same number of stories and so forth as the others.
Great, thank you for that. Any questions for Greg while we have him here at the podium? Great, thank you. I do see a representative for Lady Granville Real Estate. Sorry if my mind's escaped your name, but anything you'd like to add to staff report?
No.
Okay. But thank you for being here this evening. We appreciate it when the applicants are here present. At this point, we like to open this portion of the meeting. That's one thing I didn't announce in our introduction. So on this and our legislative item hearing items, we will have the staff report first. We will then invite the applicant forward, and we will open the meeting to the general public. So any member of the public who would like to give testimony to the item is welcome to do so. To come forward to the microphone, give us your name and your address, and you have up to 3 minutes to give us any testimony you would like to present on the item that we are reviewing. It will not be a give and take between us. We will take down your notes. And then once we close public comment, we will address those as a commission working with staff. So is there any member of the general public here on this item to give testimony? The public comment period is now open. Seeing none, I will close the public comment and take it back amongst the commission for discussion. I think, you know, we've seen A and B, and it's just C and D completing the project. Seems pretty straightforward, but anybody else want to chime in or comments?
More of an administrative thing, like with us having four, oftentimes you'll say how many.
I apologize.
So as part, before we take our first roll call, I think that would be helpful.
Yes, so where we have two commission members excused this evening and four of us, so any motion to pass needs to have three votes. So if an item this evening ends in a 2-2 tie, that motion will fail, just as a point of administration from the Planning Commission. In the event there was three of us, it would have to be unanimous. So it has to be three votes on any motion for that motion to pass. Thank you, Mr. Catmull, for reminding me of that one. That being said, if no further, any additional discussion to the item, anybody open to making a motion on this item? Okay, Mr. Bishop.
I move that the Planning Commission approve file numbers PLPP 2025-00183 and PLPP 2025-00184, preliminary Daybreak South Station Plat 3, condominiums phases 2C and 2D.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Bishop, a second by Commissioner Gadget. Any discussion to the motion? This will require a roll call vote, so Ms. Valdez, if you could please lead us.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
Commissioner Gadget?
Aye.
Commissioner Farnsworth?
Yes.
And Commissioner Catmull?
Yes.
Think that motion passes 4 in favor. So again, thank you for being here this evening, and we again appreciate that. So that concludes our administrative public hearing items. We will now jump to the legislative public hearings as in our amended agenda this evening. So we do have one item number I-1, which is the Horizon Rezone with Development Agreement for property located at 10378 South Jordan Gateway. And the applicant is Fieldstone Construction and Management Services, Inc. And Mr. Drozdek will be presenting us this item. So, Demir, the time is yours.
Thank you. So this application is a zone change application. It's for a townhome community. This community is going to have 33 units, and all of these units are going to be for sale. As you can see on this aerial photo, it's a vacant property. It's undeveloped, and it's roughly around 2.5 acres. The future land use map shows this property being designated for MUTOD, which is in sync with this project, in line with this project. But the current zoning is CF. So to make this project happen, the applicant is proposing to change the zoning from CF to RMPD. So here's the proposed site plan. As you can see, the main entrance comes from the east end, the south portion of the east end, and then there's a secondary access at the north side of the eastern boundary. For fencing, we have decorative masonry along the eastern and the north boundary, and then the post and rail fence along the west boundary. There's going to be some native open space along the west boundary of the project. And then the next few slides, we have building elevations. As you can see, these buildings are going to vary in height between 2 and 3 stories. And the exterior finishes are going to will consist of stone and fiber cement board. The project meets the goals and standards found in the general plan, as well as the station area plan of the city, South Jordan City. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, commissioners.
Great, thank you. Any questions for Demir while we have him up?
I've got a question about the project analysis. That wasn't in the slides, but I was just curious. It shows potential retail sales of $2.3 million.
I think that's the additional businesses next to it. So these residents would add to those sales nearby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ms. Farnsworth, Mr. Catwell.
Yes, the secondary fire and emergency access one, if I looked at that correctly, is that where the garbage receptacle is now for?
Yes, it'll have to be moved.
So they'll move that.
Yeah.
And then in the goals and strategies where it talks about secondary access, it says based on the number of units. Because the secondary access is not for daily use, what would be the number of units or trips that we would say require a secondary?
It's based on city engineer, his estimate. Per city code, more than 10 single family units require secondary access, but for multifamily, it's based on city engineer's discretion. Yeah,
and they weighed in, obviously, and
they were okay with this type of secondary access. Yeah.
The other question I had was really it talked about expanding the it's under expand and enhance the existing bike path network. Is that just because there's a sidewalk that connects to all the other?
Precisely.
It's not necessarily meant to tie to active transportation.
Right.
Plans or anything. And then, I forgot to ask on the emergency access. The owner on the property of the east, that goes through their parking lot, right? And they're okay with that, or they're obligated to provide that?
They're going to have to come into some kind of agreement. They've been in talks with the owner, and the talks seem to be progressing well. So, yeah, they feel pretty confident about being able to secure that access, yeah.
Okay, and I don't know if I saw anything contingent upon, is that enough to be contingent to meeting city code?
So they're showing a 20-foot wide access, and that does meet the city code. And then there's a section in the agreement that says they need to obtain this agreement, the secondary access, before we... Yeah, right. Yeah.
And never mind, they've got to totally get site plan, they got to go to site plan
right.
And all that before
yes.
we have to work
yes.
on that. Okay, that's just the concept. Okay, thank you. And my other question just around thanks for linking all the general plan.
Yeah.
It actually is really helpful. So thank
no problem.
You for whatever amount of time that takes. I was looking at how do we know if we're making progress? So it says like I think the goal says that, or the strategy says to invite people to walk and bike as much as possible was like the thing. How do we know if this is like helping that, or what do we judge that on?
Well, it's nearby pass, so Jordan Trail. So the idea is that adding more people next to those trails, it's gonna make those trails more used basically. So there's gonna be more users on the trails if you add more housing. That's the idea behind it.
Okay. It got me to, thanks. I actually looked at like Walk Score, if you've heard of that, or if you've probably looked at that.
I come across it.
I think I saw it like 15 years ago. I popped in there and it was interesting because it highlighted that one of the things this area lacks is groceries.
Yeah.
Parks, but this also has a dog park.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a dog park and a little green open space. Yeah.
So it would be interesting because sometimes I think as we develop these areas, if we're trying to, you know, as we try to implement the strategy and the goal, maybe look in some of these tools and look at what the deficiencies are and kind of measure, it'd be helpful to have that to create a more balanced look. Because for me, that made it really easy for me to kind of see, oh yeah, there are no grocery stores in that area.
Yeah.
How would someone go get that? Would they always take transit to go get that, or would they be adding
right.
to that? So so that's, I think that's it for, I have for you.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Parker.
Just a question. In the infrastructure analysis report, it talked about sanitary sewer, and there are some questions about how the property would be serviced for sewer. I'm just curious if that was resolved or how that was resolved.
So the sewer service is provided not by the city, but a separate agency, and they're going to have to go through that agency to get it approved. So whatever they do is going to is gonna have to be approved by them. But I think it's Jordan Valley?
Jordan Basin.
Great. Sorry, before we go on, I just want to welcome Commissioner Hollis. Welcome her to the dais here. I'm going to jump in just real quick, and then Mr. Catmull has a couple more. So I'm not sure if Mr. Greenwood or yourself, the mayor, can answer this, but I know in the past year we have approved a development to the north with several hundred units and a hotel to the direct south with 100 rooms. Jordan Gateway, I'm sure when it's all built out, can accommodate the vehicular traffic. However, my concern is just if all three were to be simultaneously being built at the same time, are there any traffic concerns on Jordan Gateway with construction vehicles or other types of things with three projects at the same time? Do we have any way to plan, prepare, mitigate, or, you know, any type of traffic delays in the area?
We don't anticipate any concerns with that.
Mr. Campbell, sorry, that's all I have.
As you're welcoming Commissioner Hollis, do we need to mention if you've been, I guess, like...
I did hear everything, but I was going to suggest that while I participate, I will not vote this evening.
Okay. Yeah. On the invite, she did reach out to legal counsel, and it looks like her, what she just presented, will be able to participate in our discussion and help us, leading to a recommendation, a motion, which City Council will be able to review.
Okay, great. Shane, do we have any standards for visitor parking and minimum requirements?
We do not, no.
So this, okay.
No.
Okay.
And I'll piggyback on his question. So one thing that came out of this is, I know this is in a greater area that we've considered because of transit and whatnot. Were there guidelines in that transit plan that we passed that speak to the parking requirement and what Mr. Cantwell just said with guest parking?
It does not, as far as I know. Yeah, no. We used to have a parking ratio. It was in the city code. It was one parking stall for every 4 units, but that was taken out of the city code many years ago. But that's the only thing that we had in the past. We don't have anything right now.
Is this in a zone that qualifies for the reduced parking requirement per unit in general, just because it's within a certain...
Because of the proximity to the front runner, yeah.
So having 2 garage spaces per unit is in excess of what they'd be required to have?
Per city code, you mean, or?
Per isn't there a state statute that if they're within a quarter mile of a transit?
Yeah, okay. I think so, yeah.
Okay, and then, thanks. And then Mr. Simonson, what factors go into determining the length of time an applicant has to kind of like complete or start the development? I believe that's tied to the 10-year term that we've talked about in the past or in a previous one.
After approval and completion of the construction.
So yeah, like for like Daybreak, I think we have a 30-year term. And then does the city have some sort of default or standards, or do we make it up? Do we determine it on each application or?
Well, the development agreement by its terms remains in effect for 10 years. Uh-huh. Okay, and as far as approvals go, my recollection is that construction needs to be at least started within 1 year.
Okay. But when the building, is that when the building permit is taken out or when the development agreement is registered?
Building permit is taken out.
So when they start, they have to be done in a year. Okay, what happens when it terminates in 10 years? I get what happens to all the provisions there. For example, does garbage collection then default back to the city instead of the HOA? Does that mean that after 10 years, all units can be owned by a single owner?
I'd have to go back to the development agreement and read exactly what the terms say, but my recollection is that the 10 years expires if nobody's basically done anything. But if it's recorded on the land and it's binding on the parties and the project is built and it's being utilized, then that development agreement will continue to run with the land.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that the ones that were not part of the concept plan, those provisions were protected after 10 years. So thank you.
Okay. Anything else for staff before we?
I had one more. You had asked about walkability before I arrived, and I wanted to follow up on that. The Architectural Review Committee also cited walkability within the complex to their green spaces?
Within the concept, within the project, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
were those concerns adequately addressed? I looked at
they
it.
They were addressed, they added some more sidewalks. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. Because what they had previously was just there was no sidewalks, it was just a road.
Okay.
And, the argument they made was they were just dead ends, people are not gonna be driving fast, so maybe we don't need sidewalks. Yeah, they did add some sidewalks.
Okay, thank you.
And going back to the station, the state law regarding areas next to station areas, to be honest, I'm not sure what it is. I think it is what you said, but I'm not 100%.
Even if you're not 100%, two per unit is in excess of whatever that requirement is, whether it be one or one and a half.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, anything else for staff at this moment? Thank you, Durant.
Thank you.
At this point, we'd like to invite the applicant to come forward. So if there's a representative from Fieldstone Construction Management Services, please come to the microphone and give us your name for the public record. And please feel free to expound on anything from the staff report and anything you'd like to add. Time is yours.
For sure. Thank you. Randy Smith, Fieldstone Homes. It's easier than saying Fieldstone Construction and Management Services. Yeah, Fieldstone Homes. Demir is fantastic. So do what you need to keep him on staff, right? He's been really good to work with. I appreciate all the questions. We are excited about this project. We do. We think it will be great. I think it falls about 1,000 feet from the track station, and we think we can build a nice high-end townhome that would fit well in South Jordan and on this property. And the way the property slopes down as the units go down just creates amazing views, and it'll be a very good project. I'm happy to. Staff has covered it extremely well, but what questions can I answer for you?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Smith. I'm going to start with my right, your left, Ms. Farnsworth.
Just curious, when you met with the Jordan River Commission, did they have any feedback for you on the project, or were there any changes made?
I'll have to invite Jared up here with me. He had that meeting without me because I was out of town.
If Jared, give us his last name for the record as well. And if you're with Fieldstone or another
Jared Payne, Fieldstone Homes. We met with them. They, because of the distance between us and the river and the federal land between us, there wasn't much recommendations other than they offered to print signs for us to put in some of our active areas. And we agreed to allow that just as for education. And they did offer, and I don't think it's come in yet, but they did offer to send a letter of recommendation. But that was the end of it. It was a good conversation, though. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Go ahead, Mr. Bishop.
About why the HOA is managing garbage disposal rather than the city.
The city asked us to do it that way.
Okay. I guess I should ask the city.
We'll ask that. Just for our education, garbage collection typically, defaulted to the HOA or the municipality. So we'll
clarify. I imagine it's because of the alleys being smaller than typical public streets, and I don't know the reasons, but we're willing to work with whatever's best for the city.
I guess to follow up on that, will you be doing snow removal and maintenance of?
These are private roads, so HOA would manage its own snow removal and things like that. That's correct. Yeah, okay. These are all great questions.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Mr. Gatt?
So with 13 spaces, I think visitor spaces, 22 units, and kind of being tucked away, 33 units, sorry, I remember it was a multiple 11.
Yeah, 33.
So 33 units, 13. Where if you don't have enough guest party or guesting, so say four people have family parties or whatever, and they come in, where are you going to guide people to park?
Well, I suppose I'm probably not. The homeowner's going to have the homeowner's right. Whoever's invited. It's a tough question. I'm just not sure if it's going to happen. We did try to provide as many parking spaces as we could. We eliminated one building to add in that green space, and then took up some of the green space to line that with parking. Get a few parallel stalls, but still maintain fire access, right? So, I guess the condition is what it is. I don't know how to
follow up. So are the length of the driveways for the units, are they big enough to park a car or?
Typically, no. There are a few units. I think there are two units that have a longer driveway, but otherwise the driveways are short. And no, those areas actually will be red curbed as fire lane.
Would you be open in the next, I think maybe the site plan phases, to have signage direct overflow guest parking or enter into parking agreements, access agreements to neighboring properties and or the public transit station at the Front Runner?
We're willing to do that, but...
Are
you talking about in the future?
When we get to that, we're just trying to prevent. Our biggest complaint that we hear on the commission is parking issues, people parking in front of homes. You can't get through, you can't get fire vehicles through. So we're just trying to make sure that it's adequately planned for.
I think what would happen, this would be, for example, I lived in Traverse Mountain in Lehigh, and our HOA, the rule was no parking on streets overnight. And the HOA monitored it religiously. In fact, I was living in California with my daughter who was having surgery over there, and I was getting parking tickets from the HOA, and I'm like, I'm not even there. How am I? Someone else was parking in front of my house, right? So that's all to say that the HOA will manage the parking condition in there, and I suspect someone that won't be able to park in there hopefully would not buy a unit that they can't fit in.
So with the HOA then, if there is a parking agreement, would the HOA then have to enter into a public parking agreement?
We had not anticipated any neighboring parking agreements. We hadn't planned for that, we hadn't anticipated, but the HOA would manage it and would enforce.
Right, I'm just trying to figure it out because it's a little bit of a unusual application for us, development application. In that it is kind of locked in, there's not very many streets by it to overflow and stuff.
Yeah. This is definitely an infill. This has been a tough one to figure out, and yeah.
Okay, and so then my next question is like, what the park, the open space in that park and the dog park is I think I read from the staff report, is going to be shared between that and the apartment complex.
Yeah, the dog park. The dog park is shared between both.
Okay, and then is that like by agreement or by verbal agreement or?
Yeah, so the owner of land that we're buying the land from was a part of that apartment deal. They actually have an existing dog park on the land already that's currently being used by the apartments. Now, based on our grading, we need to move that, so we agreed to move it and rebuild it, and then we would have an agreement and access from both sides that both parties can use that.
Hence why there's no south fence and so forth, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, great, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
You said that these were going to be high-end. What type of pricing do you anticipate?
Oh, that's a good question.
These will go for?
I need my sales team here for that. Jared, do you remember what were we performed pricing on these? $550s. $500,000 for a townhome. I can't believe that, right? But
I guess I'm just a little surprised that you got city council to agree to this density without some other sort of concession along those lines.
They did cut us back. We had proposed more buildings before.
And I'm here to tell you they already gave you more than they give most.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Anything else for the applicant while we have him present on the microphone? Okay, thank you. We'll reserve time if there's any public comment or we have any further questions.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. At this point, we'd like to open this portion of the meeting to the general public. So any member of the general public who would like to give testimony to this item, same rules apply as before under administrative. You have 3 minutes, must approach the microphone, give us your name and address. It will not be a give and take. We will write down your comments, and it has to be pertaining to this item on the agenda. Public comment is now open. Seeing none, I will close the public comment and turn it back to the commission for discussion leading to a potential motion. So, yeah, it's infill. Obviously, this is 10378 South. I'm on 10375 South, so this is directly out of my kitchen window. So I'll be watching this.
They'll have a good view of
your
house.
I'll have a great view. As they say, as they go down, they have a great view to the west. They'll have a great view of my backyard. So, I mean, it'll be nice. Phil, I'm concerned a little bit about the parking and, of course, the road access with the other projects going on in this area. I take front runner right there every morning, and I'm surprised I have not been hit. And it's not other developments around there. It's just people are just very aggressive drivers in that area. Right now, of course, it's right near the freeway as well. And, of course, the concern, I couldn't remember who raised about lack of retail grocery stores. There's like one restaurant within that. If not, you have to travel for any other type of services. Not necessarily for this, but for the hotel or for the Rise development as well. So, but I think this is a good fit. Obviously, Utah has an overall housing shortage. This will fill some of that need. I agree for the price range. They got that many units, but that's why they're in that elected position, not us. But that's my comments. So, anyone else want to, Mr. Catmull?
My main thing, I wish I had a standard to peg the, I know, it's, and I'm not saying this to be micromanaging or anything, but I wish we had a standard I could peg to for the term on the agreement before, you know, it gets done and gets registered. 10 years feels like a long time for a relatively small agreement. I would like to see that be smaller. I mean, this is really, that's like 2.5 terms. And a lot can happen, and this would lock the provisions and lock the code, the zoning code and everything to enable this developer to do that for 10 years. And so that feels like a little long, yet the opposite side, Daybreak at 30 years feels about right. You know, go ahead, you've got thousands of units to develop, so it takes a while to get everything done. So that would be a thing I wish we had, but because I don't have it and it's not a standard, I can't make a recommendation or a condition, but I would have shrunk it in size.
Thank you, Ms.
Or in length, sorry.
Ms. Hollis, anything else?
Yeah, so these transit type communities that are close to our public transit. I know that legislators hope in their hearts people will reduce the number of cars when they live there, but when they're high-end units, I don't see those as the type of consumers that want to live with a single car, which would then resolve your guest parking issue if you only had one car and then had a guest spot in your garage. I do anticipate that parking will be an issue, be something that these residents wish they had more of, especially if they start storing stuff in their garage, but that's not necessarily our purview. And I'll say again, I'm a little, this is the right place for density, but again, I'm a little surprised that City Council gave this density without, I don't know, some sort of feature like we've seen bridges or we've seen deed restricted housing, et cetera, associated with projects that get that type of density. So I didn't join the work sessions. I'd be curious if there was something they wish they could have gotten or if this was just small enough, like Commissioner Catmull indicated, it's only 2.5 acres. So it was an infill that kind of fit the area.
Bishop or Mr. Farnsworth, any comments? Okay. Anyone? I know Ms. Hollis will be recusing herself from a motion and voting on this one. Anyone want to take a stab at it? I'll go ahead since I guess this is literally out of my back window. Based on the staff report and the discussion that we've had this evening and the testimony received, I move that the Planning Commission recommend that the City Council approve Resolution R2025-57, authorizing the mayor to sign the development agreement, and Ordinance Number 2025-08-Z, approving the zone change.
I will second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gedge, a second by Commissioner Farnsworth. Any discussion to the motion? This will require a roll call vote. Ms. Valdez, if you could lead us through that, please.
Commissioner Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Farnsworth?
Yes.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
Commissioner Catmull?
Yes.
Okay, so that passes 4 in favor with Commissioner Hollis abstaining. We want to thank you for being here. Obviously, you've heard our concerns of the Planning Commission, City Council, and will be the final deciding body. I should have said that at the very beginning of the legislative item. So as you're probably very well aware, we are just a recommending body for legislative items, so they will be the final deciding vote. Obviously, you've had a couple of study sessions with them and helping develop this development agreement, so we wish you the best of luck moving forward. And I should have asked the mayor when this will be potentially heard on the City Council agenda. I usually ask these types of things.
It's the first meeting in December. I think it's December 2nd.
Okay. Well, we wish you luck on December 2nd. So thank you for being here this evening. We always appreciate when the applicant's forward. So that concludes our legislative public hearing items. It takes us to Section J, our other business. I'm not aware of any. I'm going to look at Mr. Schindler, Mr. Simonson. Mr. Schindler knows what I'm going to ask, so I don't even need to ask it probably.
For the next meeting, on December 9th, we have so far three items. One will be an action item for Almond Dental. As you recall, when they were here last, you gave them until the end of the year to come back. I don't think they're ready to come back. They're still in the process of maybe Demir can add a little bit more of why they're not quite ready yet, and they probably won't be by that date. So what they'll be doing is coming to ask you to extend that deadline into the next year, probably. So then also we have two legislative public hearings on that one for, I guess, it's just for 4 rezones for each one of those two. And there will likely be probably 2 or more daybreak items also on that agenda, so it'll be busy.
You're saying our stocking will be full?
Yes.
That's great.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And Ms. Hall, if I asked during planning commission, you'll be planning and attending the case. So I'll reach out to Ms. Harding just to remind her of the 9th. Anything else from any other members of the commission or staff? Demir, Shane, thank you for being here this evening. Greg and Cindy and our IT staff. Okay, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving because we will not have a meeting the 4th Tuesday of this month due to that being Thanksgiving week. So enjoy your holiday. And since our agenda is completed, I move to adjourn. We are adjourned. Thanks, guys.